Ezekiel chapter 2, the call of Ezekiel. He said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak with you. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet. And I heard him who spoke to me. So God says, stand on your feet. And then the Spirit sets him on his feet. It's as if he started to get up as he'd been commanded. And God's Spirit confirmed him in that. So the Spirit stood him on his feet because he himself wanted to stand on his feet. So if you want to go the way of God, the Spirit of God will confirm you in that. He said to me, Son of man, I send you to the children of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even to this very day. Now Ezekiel was with the first group of captives who'd been taken by the Babylonians from Jerusalem into captivity, and they were sitting by the river Kibar in Babylon. And God says, these people that you're with, they have sinned against me right up to this moment, as well as their fathers. But later on in Ezekiel, they're going to argue with that. They're going to say, no, we didn't sin. Our fathers sinned, and God's not fair. We're suffering because of the sins of our parents. So right away, God is telling him the truth. These children are stiff-hearted. I'm sending you to them, and you shall tell them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, will at least know that there has been a prophet among them. Well, that's not very encouraging, to be sent on a mission where you're told the people you're going to go and preach to are really stiff-hearted and rebellious. You, son of man, don't be afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with you, and you live among scorpions. Don't be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. So when you preach to people, you can get very dismayed at just how they look at you. They can look at you like, huh, you're crazy. They might not say so. Or, huh, what are you talking about? All that God stuff. Huh, the kingdom of God. Huh, Jesus. And he says, don't be dismayed at how they look, and don't be dismayed at their words. Now, we may think that how someone looks at you or the words that they say are not really very significant because they're not yet punching me or hitting me, but we all know that we're very sensitive to words and we're very sensitive to people's attitude and how they look at you. And God says to Ezekiel, don't be afraid of that. You will speak my words to them, whether they will hear or whether they will refuse to hear. They are most rebellious. Hear what I tell you. Don't be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat that which I give you. When I looked, behold, a hand was put forth to me, and a scroll of a book was there. He spread it before me. It was written within and without, and there were written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. So he was given a ministry, and he was willing to accept it, although he was warned not to be rebellious. And I think he was pretty resistant, actually, at times to actually preaching this. And it is terribly discouraging to preach to people who you know are not going to listen. And that maybe is similar to us, because we probably feel like that, living in a society where people don't really want to listen and when they are rebellious and clearly very stiff-hearted.